Welcome to They Call This Movie, testing the strength of friendships one terrible movie at a time. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and other podcast services by searching They Call This a Movie. We're part of the Main Damie Network, and to find more from us, check out the website at themaindamie.com or on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at themaindamie. We're also now a proud member of Geek Vibes Nation. You could find them at gvnation.com. Welcome back to They Call This a Movie. This is Anthony Delvecchio, and with me as always is Dan Aquino and Mark Meyer. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I've seen Cats 4 times.
Ooh. Nice. So be on the lookout for that episode coming shortly. But this week...
I still think we should do that.
Well, maybe we'll try. I'm off tomorrow, so maybe I'll go see it. And then we can discuss that. But this week, we are technically, for all intents and purposes, on vacation this week, even though we're recording right now. But we just wanted to kind of take a minute and just kind of say to the people listening out there, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening for the past year or so. I guess we started back in 2018, but we really went full time 2019. And we consider it a pretty great year for us for this podcast. So we just kind of wanted to say Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. And cynically, we're just trying to get something out this week, basically. So keep that feed going strong into the new year.
It's an appreciation post.
Yes.
For our, not our fans, our friends. We don't have fans. We have friends. That's what I like to think. You guys are our friends.
Oh, that's right. Already starting that YouTube lingo. I see where this is going.
Smash that like button.
Smash that like and subscribe button.
I was being sincere, guys. A little heart emoji. I'm not even doing it right into the camera. That's okay. I've had a lot of fun this year. We've reviewed a lot of bad movies and some good movies by accident. So, yeah. We weren't expecting the feedback that we've gotten. We do this for fun, obviously, and to see such a good response, it's very uplifting.
Yeah, it's been a year of growth in terms of our numbers. We're still a very modest podcast,
Sure.
So we're not exactly breaking the bank in terms of ads, obviously. We don't make any money off of this podcast. And, but we just kind of wanted to just say, we're still in it. We're still going strong with this. It's probably the most fun. One of the most, we do a few different shows and each show we enjoy a great deal. We just wanted to say how much we're enjoying the journey, the ride that is They Call This a Movie.
I think my favorite part is, at least for me, who's a little less adventurous in terms of movies than you guys are, to get to see, even if they're terrible movies, just more movies and be forced to do that instead of just constantly thinking up plans for Dungeons and Dragons stuff and just have some kind of respite from all that and other, family obligations. That's been personally my favorite part of it. Is it, gives me an excuse to talk movies with you guys, which is one of my favorite things to do, even if, the movies we watch are awful. I would much rather have a podcast like this than to do one where we celebrate, recent movies or try to stay up to date on everything, because then you can get, caught in some, maybe trying to shield your opinions for fear of, the new movie is seen as on the internet and stuff. Going back to older movies, being able to either shit on them or find new meaning in them 20 to 30 years later is a lot more fun in my mind than being a strict movie, podcast. So, and I like that you guys, the ones that have come along as we've grown this year, enjoy our things. I know most of you enjoy my bits at the beginning. It's been a substantial feedback that we've gotten is we just need Mark to have longer bits at the beginning.
I see people with T-shirts like, where's Mark's bit? And they clamor
hashtag
for
Mark's
it.
Bit.
Free Mark, basically.
Let Mark host.
Unleash Mark.
It's been great.
We're dragging Mark along, forcing him to watch terrible movies into the new decade. January, we're going to come back first week of January with brand new movie that we're going to be watching. And all January we've decided, you know, we always try and kind of mix it up from month to month. And if we have themes or we're trying to figure out how we're going to choose the movies, it's kind of grown since when we were just doing, you know, looking at a new release movie and deciding what kind of movie loosely relates to that. And we'll probably go back to that eventually. But I think this month, last January, we decided to do kind of, we pulled movies out of a hat. This month, we're going to kind of do something that we've done in the past. We're going to leave it up to Twitter. So each week this month, we are going to put up a Twitter poll of three movies. Each one of us has picked one movie. And you guys are going to vote on whose movie goes and which movie we'll wind up watching. So we decided to do it by genre. So we're going to do some action movies first. We're going to do some horror movies, some comedies, and maybe like a grab bag or like family films or something like that. But first up is action movies. And probably by the time this goes up, the Twitter poll will already be up. So if you go to twitter.com@TheMainDamey, you'll find that. And I'm probably going to set it up. It'll end up by Saturday, which I think is the 4th.
Yes.
So we'll know going into that the weekend which movie we'll have to watch. And you guys tune in the following Thursday to listen. Do you guys want to reveal, because we just discussed this, you guys want to reveal which movies we're going to be putting in the poll?
Yeah, for sure. Who wants to start?
How about you, Dan?
Okay, fine. For the second time, it's making another appearance, the remake of Death Wish, starring Bruce Willis, directed by Eli Roth. I'm going to keep putting this on the poll till it wins.
is there a specific reason why you keep picking this movie?
Well, I've heard how colossally bad it was.
Okay.
And I kind of like when Eli Roth is very schlocky with his movies. So I think this would be a glorious train wreck of a movie because Bruce Willis is a dick and Eli Roth is just a maniac. Yeah. So, yeah, putting them together, it seems like fun.
Cool. All right. What about you, Mark? Which movie are you picking?
Yeah. So, immediately I thought to go to, you know, action movies in the 80s. And because I always feel like that would be a fun topic for us to tackle. And then I decided to choose one that has a weird personal connection for me and Anthony. And I chose Sylvester Stallone's arm wrestling movie, Over the Top.
Over the Top.
Over the Top. If you vote for it, you'll find out that weird connection between me and Anthony that this movie has.
But if you don't vote for it, you don't get to find out.
Don't get to find out. It stays a secret. So vote for it.
Great. And I have decided to choose 1996 comic book movie The Phantom, starring Billy Zane, Christy Swanson, which will be her second time on the podcast. Yeah, after nice. Mannequin 2 on the Move.
Death Wish, the remake.
I believe, yeah, it late surged into first place for that podcast.
I'll never forgive it.
And that's going to be our first set of movies that you could vote on. Again, if you go to @TheMainDamey on Twitter, you will find the post. Probably going to pin it to the top, so you won't have to go searching for it. But vote early and vote often. You know, make some fake Twitter names. Find some bots. Figure out a bot if you really love Over the Top. You know,
yeah.
Build a script that'll just continue to make bots and vote on our poll. Russia, if you're listening to this, help us out. Get this up.
I feel like Death Wish is doomed already.
I think we found out the real reason why Dan hates Mannequin on the Move. Because it beat out Death Wish. That movie was already a knock against it going in.
Late surge to defeat it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take losing lightly, even in Twitter polls.
Yeah. And as we said, every week this month of January, we'll be posting another poll. And then into February, who knows? We haven't made a plan yet. Maybe we'll, Valentine's Day comes up after that. Maybe we'll watch the second Twilight movie. Maybe we'll turn that into a tradition. Watch through Twilight for Valentine's Day. And then on to 2021 after that, if we're all still here.
Yeah, I hope.
Well, you never know. Maybe the sun will explode.
Well, yeah. I guess depending on how we you can feel only about hope. It. Right.
But I think that's going to wrap this up. I told these guys if we were recording for 20 minutes, then we were doing this episode wrong. So I wanted to make sure we got out of here quick. And that's going to wrap this up today. Hope you guys have a great new year. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Call Uber or Lyft, depending on how you feel about Uber. You guys have any parting words?
Thank you again. Yeah, we hope we can, you know, really step our game up in the next year and bring you some good content. So just if you have any suggestions, please let us know. You can follow us at The Main Damien on Twitter. Just send us whatever, you know, like, hey, if you like a movie or you hate a movie, we'll watch it. You know, we have no shame. So hit us up. We want to make you happy. My personal Twitter is at daquino122. Feel free to message me there. We'll shoot the shit and talk about bad movies.
Yeah. And remember, any complaints you have about this podcast can go to at Tom Schuster on Twitter. That's
okay. All right. I guess that's going to wrap us up.
I'll just have one final thing. Yeah. Jumping off what Dan said, you know, thank everyone for listening. I also want to say thank you to any crossover listeners we have that have gone across, you know, the other podcasts we do and the Game Vault Pod and Stranger Damies. I'm sure there's a crossover between a bunch of you there. If not, then we have some really good, you know, single quick listeners that these are getting great numbers. But I hope that you guys like everything we do here. And like I said, 2020 is going to be, you know, a big time for all three podcasts. So I look forward to getting you guys to see it. Yeah, that's about it.
That sound of Dan's dogs barking means we're just about to the end, but I do want to give a shout out as well to the people at Geek Vibes Nation. They've been a great partnership over the year. They've really kind of opened up avenues for, our listenership, and you might also be listening to this on their podcast streaming app, and they're at gvnation.com and on all social media platforms at Geek Vibes Nation. We're They Call This Movie. You can find us at theycalledthismovie.podbean.com on all podcast streaming apps. Just look for They Call This Movie. We'll pop right up, and we're The Main Damie. You can find us at themaindamie.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at The Main Damie. We try and keep as active on those as possible and hope to do some more things in the future. So, yeah, that's going to wrap us up today. We're not going to tell anyone to go fuck themselves, but we're going to tell everybody to have a great new year and see you in 2020.